nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
The making of a soldier. The making of a soldier. Soldiers don't live. Soldiers don't live in the town. They live in the barrack. Because they are not normal. A soldier is not a normal human being. Soldiers are abnormal human beings. And we're going to look at what made them different. Also, it is in Nigeria that say, is the form of military out? Okay, I've tried job, I didn't see job, I want to go and do soldier. No. Soldier, the work of a soldier, military, is a calling. It is a calling. It must be intentional. It must be intentional. You must be intentional about coming to be a soldier. So in the scripture, the Bible is making us similar in description as a soldier. We are soldiers of Christ. In Judges chapter 7, you will understand. Judges chapter 7, thank you. When Jeroboam heard that the Midianites was like the sound of the seashore, and they were coming to invade the people of God, he called and forced people and said, come and join. There's no work. Come and join. What are you doing? Okay, you can't farm. Come and join, soldier. He moved 30,000 people to come and join, soldier. 30,000. Everybody was just joining. Because that's what they call military intelligence. He got the information that the people that are coming, they were numberless. And if these people are coming, everybody has to be on their toes so that Israel will not be submerged. And so you know what he did? He includes anybody. And that's what the church did. We shifted the goalposts. We adjusted the goalposts to the world so that everybody can come in. We moved the goalposts and said, no, it's not supposed to be. Let's adjust it for people to come in. So when they came in, his mind was going down small and said, 30,000 people. Thank God I could raise 30,000. And God has not seen more than 300 people. So the first call, how did I know that he looked at somebody who does not have them and said, come and join. Oh yeah, join. Oh my, you're like by Janina. Oh yeah. Look at how feeling born you are. Oh yeah. That was how he gathered them. See, we are soldiers. Can you look eyeball to your friends or neighbor and say, we are soldiers? This work is so serious. It's so serious that you can't begin to pile up fashion for it. Tell somebody like that. So serious that you can't begin to pile up fashion. How did I know that he did some compromise in the calling? I'm talking now, my servant's on topic, the calling of a soldier. He asked them, your father was a soldier. We are joining them. You are a black boy now. Maybe you were selling mami market. We are joining them. That was how Jeroboam Gideon gathered them. And the people said, yes. Maybe there will be allowance. Okay. And they joined. So God told him, use your mouth to tell them, anyone that is still afraid, go back. And then Gideon said, is there any one of you getting afraid to go to battle? If you are afraid, go back. How many people went back? Push it up now. Let's see. Oh, you have not been there. Maybe it's 4 or 5 or something. Okay. You are 3. I think it's 3. And their return of the people, 22,000. It remained 10,000. And Gideon said and said, God wants to kill me. The people are too many. The one we have is not enough. He's asked me to be. Sebi, once the gun get to their hand, they start shooting. And anyhow they shoot. Shooting is shooting. See, I am not a soldier. But I admire a soldier. I was coming some weeks back. I was coming from Kaduna. Some months, few months back. I was coming from Kaduna. And then I saw the people that want to enter Sole because I want to move. And I was calling from Abuja. So I saw them. I said, hey, today is Friday. They are like maybe more than 500. And majority of them Southwest. So I said, God, I must sleep in Akure today. I have a program tomorrow somewhere. And then as I was thinking there, one man came. Then they rushed to him. Then he said, no, it's that man standing I want to carry. So, you know, we missionary, some little miracle like this, they encourage us. So, I can't do. I shall call for alone. So, and then I bounced and I said, sit down. I just felt like carrying you. So, as he was carrying me, he told me that when he was coming, he saw some Fulani henchmen shooting. And he maneuvered on them. Then I look at him. He maneuvered with it under them. Then I look at his display. Then I look. I didn't talk. Then he drove. Then he did something. Then I said, sorry, are you a military person? Yeah, he said something like that. I didn't know he was a colonel. Soldier! They are not normal. Why are you normal? Soldiers are not normal. Believer, genuine believer are not normal. You are normal. Something is wrong with your head. Believers that are normal have something wrong with their outside. We are not wired to be normal. We are wired to be spiritual. See, what rules the physical is not the physical. What rules the physical is the spiritual. Pastor Iman said, you can be in a community and take hold of the community. See, in the place where I live, by the time we are done with that small estate around us there, majority of the people, by the grace of God, will be the people we brought there. So, when we want to take a decision, it's people of like mind. So, you go to a land that you don't know the owner and prophesy. You speak in tongue. Everybody here, I'm sure you are speaking in tongue. But, see, there is another level greater than tongue. That is the groaning level. How many of you groan? So, when you are breathing, and they thought you are dead. I remember the brother that taught me groaning. He didn't teach me, I said, groan like this. When you are praying with him and he's groaning, 5 minutes you start groaning. His grace is powerful and so contagious. So God spoke to Jeruba and said, send them back those who are fearful. And you know how much he has invested in buying forms for some of them. You know how much they have been on the parade ground. By numbers, God won, but they were not military. They were not military Christ. The spirit of militancy is not in them. They were just part of the people. They are not having the blood, the DNA of a soldier. As a believer who will go far with God and do exploits, you must be a military man in your DNA. It's a calling. I am challenging you into coming to understand that military soldier is a calling, and it's not different in the Bible. So, 10,000 remain, and God look at Gideon. And Gideon said, well, who go fail? No, be me. Now, God of Israel go fail. So, he started another round of parade, and then God asked him, have you through with your parade? He said, yes. Now, there are too many for me. Less. The people will say, by the reason of our number. You know, great eagle flies alone. Don't say you want to wait for somebody to join you in this movement. Start something. So, and then, they go to, God said, when they get to river, ask them to lick water like dog. You know how dog lick water. And when they got there, I didn't know how he selected them. And don't ask me how. Because 10,000 people are leaking water in this river. I don't want to know. But what I know is that the people God want to choose, as he look at them like that, I saw them. And 300 of them, he was choosing them. And you know, some people said, they use their hand and scoop water. And said, me, I know if he kill myself. If I know if he go, I go back. And they carry water. But there are people among them. They brought out their tongue. Their tongue became as long as the tongue of a dog. And they knelt down. And they stoop and knelt down. And start leaking water with their tongue. And God said, and he counted the number of them. They were 100 men. 300. Mathematician will work the percentage. 300 over 10,000 times 100 over 1. Eh? So mathematician can tell us that God is in the business of going with the few who can lick water with their tongue. The kind of men that God wants to recruit are men who can lick water. 3%. I wanted to say it, but if I made a mistake, you won't forgive me, because I study engineering. So men, the kind of men who can put their hand and start leaking water, do you think if their wife see them when they are leaking water, their wife will say, "Ha, what is leaking water?" Has to, I said, the military, the soldier, they are not normal. They are normal, not normal. And the wife will say, "Ha, I didn't even know that the tongue of my husband is long like this." So, and then he started leaking the water, and then he chose 300 men. And God said, "This is the number I want." And they were marching. Joel chapter 2 described their movement. They were marching in succession. Are you in Joel chapter 2? The kind of people God recruits, they are men who have this attribute. Verse 2. 3. As they move, you know, I think I've talked about Alexander the Great here. Why was Alexander the Great great? He was great because his blood was not mixed with anything. He was a pure breed of soldier. When he's leading the people and he gets to the bridge and the people pass over the bridge, he will come back and bomb the bridge. That's where they're supposed to return from. And every soldier will see that he has bombed it. And there must not be a complaint. He will go to another one. I said, soldiers are not normal. Where do you escape? From where do you escape? If the pressure of the opponent is much, is it not through the bridge you came to? He will go to the other one and pull it off. And he will do like that till they get to the one front. So that the soldier knew it is a fight to finish. Listen to me. If the devil does not understand that you are a man who want to fight to finish, if he knows, you know, the Roman soldiers, they don't have the protection for the back, because they were not expected to back the battle. Go and read your Bible. All the thing God provided for a spiritual soldier is a covering of the front: helmet, breastplate, belt of truth, shield. Everything faced the front. God didn't make provision for the covering of the back. I have laid my hands on the plow. I cannot go back. I lay my hands on the plow. I cannot go back. I lay my hands on the plow. I cannot go back. Jesus help me. I cannot go back. Some of us have made covenant with God that if it is a step, a battle, it should shoot us. Because we are wired to face the battle. If anybody has told you that Christianity is a battleless front, is a liar. It's not correct. It's full of battle. But you know what? You are a victor by calling. Somebody asked me in a meeting. He said, "Why do we have to fight battle in Christianity?" And I said, "Because if you don't fight, you don't win a crown. There is a prize for a prize. One day, you need to read books, not just academics." Pastor Emma was talking about David Brenner. When you read the story of David Brenner, somebody was looking for a doll baby, a small girl, looking for a doll baby. He tried to meet David Brenner. David Brenner said, "Your doll baby?" David Brenner went into prayer for 3 days. And when he came out of the prayer room, he told the baby, "I know the girl where your baby is." And he went straight to the place to bring the baby out. Some of us who are Yoruba should know Baba Babalola, who was asked to bless food. And he started praying. For 3 days, he was still blessing the food. And the food had been eaten. When they saw that he prayed for 1 hour, the guys were hungry. They quickly ate their own portion. They went to farm, came back, met him. Went to place, came back, met him. On the afternoon of the third day, he said, Jesus Christi, Uluwawa. The calling of a soldier is such a calling of no going back. And this kind of soldier we are talking about, you know, Alexander the Great got to a city. The city was straightly fenced. And the king stood in the cliff. And he was shouting. And Alexander the Great stood at the back of the fenced wall with many of his soldiers. And he said, can you come down to open your city for me? And he said, you are a joker. He said, you have not heard of me. I am Alexander the Great. He said it three times. I am Alexander the Great. Three times. When the man was saying his joke, he just made a military command to his boys. And then he gave them forward. And they marched on the wall. And as they marched to the upper part of the wall, they will fall. They will die. And as they were dying, more were willing to come. The first set of missionaries that came to Africa. The first missionaries that came to Middlebelt. They will send them like 20. Malaria will kill them. Then they will send message to UK and say they have died of malaria. Every one of them, they've been buried. The gospel you wrote on is the gospel of a bloody one. It's a bloody gospel. You must do something to contribute to the gospel. And then they will say, they will now talk to the brethren in the UK. This backsliding UK, that's why you need to pray for them. Their great grandfather was never like this. The Muslim took over their lands strategically. And the brethren will say, they will count the number of brethren that want to come to the same place. They will be double. And they will send another message, they have all died. When you are a soldier, the willingness to die is not an argument. So you are not arguing, am I going to die or am I not going to die? If you are a soldier and you are on top of your wife, once the signal comes, you come up, put on your military boots and you are there. Behind them, the flame burns. That is the specimen of the experiment of their movement. And behind them, a desolate wilderness. That's the movement of a people. It takes caterpillar to pull down pillar. Yeah, nothing shall escape them. The kind of army in Joel chapter 2, a revival is coming. A revival is coming, friends. A revival is coming. This revival will be great. Will be historical. This revival is not going to be a revival of one person. It's not going to be a revival of one person. It's for people who can lick water with their tongue. And as it's happening in Akure, it's happening in Kebbi. As it's happening in Kebbi, it's happening in Imo. It's happening all everywhere. People with no name, no identity. They don't want popularity. They don't want their names in the posters. They want their identity hidden. But yet, powerful people are emerging. The Bible says, look at the prophecy. And it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of God will be lifted up and many nations will flow therein. That is the revival. See, if that revival didn't happen, Jesus will be at loss. Because dying for the whole world and getting very, very infinitesimal number. If Jesus come now, how many of us can stand and say that we'll be rapturable? That by the grace of God, as I'm talking, by the grace of God, by the cargo of God's grace, I am clean. In that revival, this partial prophecy that was fulfilled in Acts, the fullness of it will fulfill. Verse 4. The appearance of them is appearance of horses. They have strength in their inner man. They can't be exhausted. Have you read about horse? You need to read about horse and eagles. The strength of a horse is remarkably different from all other animals. A horse can travel hundreds of kilometers without water. Shehu of Bono in 900 AD will travel from Bono to Mecca on horse and camel. And horse is stronger. Camel will go longer, gentle. Horse will travel faster. They shall run. The Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. You know, eagle is the only bird that soars. Swan is different from flying. Swan is opposing gravity at a perpendicular dimension, not flying. That is, you move 90 degrees to the horizontal plane. You move up. So you don't. And when he's coming to pick the droppings of all pain, he just comes straight. He has tens of thousands of rods and coins in his eyelids. In 10,000 meters, he could pick the slightest pain with his eyes. Sharp in focus. You are called a soldier. Listen to me, sisters. There is no female Holy Ghost. In the military camp of the training of a soldier, no exception to the same treatment. So it is in the kingdom. We are talking about people with strength. Why are they like this? Why are soldiers like this? Number two, their training. The training of a soldier is different from the training of a policeman. A soldier is trained how to move 1 kilometer with his belly, crawling on rocks. A soldier is trained to use a rope to cross a jungle bridge. A soldier is trained to be extra patient so that when he's in the hot sun and they said, stand at attention, he's standing at attention even when he feels like poo-poo. It's poo-poo on his body. Is that normal? Yet, he's at attention, but flies is in his eyelid. He cannot raise his hand to clear the fly in his eyelid. He dares not do that. The training. What training are you subjecting yourself to? See, the foundation of a building determines what comes upon it. The foundation of a skyscraper, is it the same thing as the foundation of a bungalow? No. What foundation are you laying for your life? Is it BlackBerry Pingy foundation? Is it Facebook foundation? What foundation? Brethren, I have come to tell you, you need to read books that will not 10 ways to know your husband or your wife. You will always know your husband. You will always know your wife. Not 13 ways to be successful. See, in our language, success is a secondary requirement. It is the focus. Training. You must train yourself. You must train yourself in the school of hunger. Hunger. Hunger will come and wire you. Training. The training of a soldier, they will train them. You know, they will stay weeks in the field. They will eat all kind of things. They will subject them. They will see all kind of food and eat. They subject them to hot sun, hot weathers. They subject them to waters. Do you know eagles retreat? Eagle will go to the highest after flying tens of thousands of kilometers and mileage around the world. The eagle will retire at the closest and highest rock in its vicinity and stay there for 21 days. And when it's there for 21 days, the first thing it's going to do, for an eagle. An eagle is a remarkable bird. It's going to remove all the feathers. Is he a palatable experience? He will be removing his feathers and blood will be coming out. Subject yourself to training that will make you tough. Training that will make you very tough. So he will remove his feathers. Everything will remove everything. Feathers and blood will be gushing out. Blood. After the blood finish gushing out, something sack-like will come out of his lower part of his body. And when the 21 days is about approaching, on his own, the sack-like thing will break. And an oily liquid will come out. And that oily liquid will help the eagle because it's going to sharpen his beak. When are you sharpening your beak? So the oily liquid will oil the beak and it will put the beak on the rock and begin to sharpen it. At that point, some other new feathers were coming out. I mean, will be coming out. And then the beak will be sharpened again. So that if there's any snake is going to pick, he will use his teeth. I mean, speak, pierce it. So that anything he picks will be picked. And it's going to stay there for a little more than 21 days. It's going to stay in that place for 21 days. Training is crucial. Training is powerful. When there's no training, when you hear training and you run away, some of you come to this meeting, like, you don't get admitted to such meeting like this. Meeting that will change your life. These were meetings that made us on campus. We will see, we will travel out of school. See, you may not be able to do what I'm saying, but this is what we did. One day I wrote exam in the morning. I was going to have another exam in the evening. I came to Ekpoma for program. And the national coordinating minister saw me and said, I thought you were HS. I said, I just finished exam. I didn't even go back to my hostel. My papers are here. He said, when are you having the next paper? I said, tomorrow morning. He said, when are you going back? I will go back in the night. Such a risk. Such a risk. Training. Even when the eagle is giving back, has given back to his baby, and it is saying, today you will fly. Then he will fly. He will go, three times he will do this thing. He will go to the highest, because everything about the eagle is the highest, highest. He will go to the highest with the baby. Then he will release the baby and quickly come down and set on it before the ground. Now, the baby will fall. Then he will go again the second time. This time around, he will reduce his speed. He's expecting the baby to almost struggle and remain, be trying to be stable. So when he releases the baby, he will not do as he did the first time. He will just be coming down. Then the baby will be struggling. And then we will now carry the baby. The third time, he's not going to pick the baby. Listen to me. A time is coming. We won't need you here. We will want you to go and start this kind of forum. We are not here to gather people for endless program. We will recruit another French people. You will go and recruit another French people. If you want us, we will come. We will want to see your faces. Let's see it for a few months, few years. If you are not ready to change, we will drive you. Is that okay? Because that is training. So we are not. I'm not talking to people who are still battling with lust. No. See, come out of it all. Be separate. Let your hard disk be wiped off those corruption. And you know that a soldier's training, and sometimes they will bruise the soldier and say, ask him to crawl. See, they are not training the soldier to live among men. So that when soldier handle a man, you see, if they are beating somebody, have you seen where a soldier beat somebody? If they are beating somebody and you beg them, you are putting fuel inside fire. If I'm beating my baby and he says, daddy, sorry, I will be beating you. But if you are beating and you are begging, the best thing is don't beg. Just be saying, but you are begging. He will say, hey, yeah, whoa. Hey, yeah, whoa. That's because he's training. He doesn't, language of begging is not in his dictionary. I got to Zaria one day, sir. I was coming from Guso. I forgot it that there is no block inside that about below university something. So I was just saying hello inside the soldier just did like this. I said, yes, sir. But I look at my handset. It's too important for me to forget. So he said, driver, if you stop, I will finish you. That was saying, yes, sir. Driver, wait. Then he went to drop me at 1 kilometer. I said, I will wait for you for some time. But I advise you not to go back. So as I was getting close to the soldier, he was getting more angry that I am coming. In fact, he was so angry, but I kept going. When I get to some meters away from him, I said, I am a pastor. And he said, now give me. So when I go back to the tribe, I said, what did you use? Which kind of, he couldn't communicate in English. He was speaking, they were interpreting for me. That which kind of charm do I carry? So I told him, it's the charm of God. Because the more you beg a soldier, the more he's angry. So a soldier of Jesus don't beg demons. They give command. They give command. Demon, what is your name? Are you the one terrorizing her? Or you are the one coming around? Can you tell me how many people you have done? No time for such nonsense. No time. Looking at your eyeball is already shaking. Can you go back? Lift up and say, God, as I go back, you release upon me the capacity to intimidate the devil. Some people, they cannot go back to their village for crusade. My wife was in that conference, 2006. One of the most difficult places in Ikale land. We call it, I've forgotten. I was doing crusade with SCCF. And the Lord said, today, he want to save witches. So as I mounted the podium, I said, today, God will call the witches. So when I was rounding up my message, I said, the first set of people I'm going to call are the witches. Come out! And they were coming out. So one couple was having with us, they says, they thought I was joking. They have no two heads. I am talking to you that, see, the entire principality is under your feet. If you arise standing in God, if you carry what you are supposed to carry, if you know what, see, if you believe that which will kill you as a Christian, which will make you fear, but you will get to heaven. You will get to heaven. You will not only fulfill destiny, but if you believe that you are supposed to be putting pepper in their eyes, go back, friends, and cause cataclysmic rumble. Go and set the devil on fire. The devil is too relaxed. The devil is too complacent. He knows he won't do anything, and you are sitting here. Go back and do something. Friend, go back. Go back. God is saying in heaven, where will I unleash the greatest of my potential in the inside of this man? This sister does not understand that there is no female Holy Ghost. She's of full potential to do something. A soldier is trained in such a way that he cannot be normal in the society of man. He does like a madman. He does like a madman. How I knew that that man was a colonel? You know, I told you, they can be so humble. How I knew that he was a colonel? But it wasn't. He got somewhere and said, what are you doing? You know, they just like action. As they got to him, I say, if not that I am a preacher, if it was still possible, I would like love to join the soldier. Every action in that roadblock comes to end to attend to their leader. For a soldier is properly trained, is properly discipled. The inculcation of the discipline rests in the inside of him. I mean, there was a day I was traveling to Kitubuwa. That lady was standing there. A soldier lady. I was coming back. She was still standing. A soldier will stand and endure. A soldier of Jesus will endure. Situation will intimidate him. Sun or no sun. Rain or no rain. If you didn't want to be too much, we put on a coat. And he'll still be there. Sometimes I feel like giving them something. Because as a believer, we don't even understand that we are soldier of Jesus. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. I am a soldier of the cross. I am a soldier of the Lord. You know what? One brother said, can you do without traveling to that part? I said, see, it's not possible. It's not possible. It's either I don't do ministry that they invite me in place, I say, because of security. It made me to remember when Boko Haram pursued us in Bondo, 2011, they were just starting that time. Wow. You know, I said, it's my life. This is my life. I have the calling for this work. And he said, okay, let me be paying your flight. When he played 2, 3, 4, 5 flights and it didn't tire him, I continued my movements. For a soldier, except he doesn't see signal. Once the signal comes, signal has come, he will ask where. And we say, Maduguri. Some of you, God posted you as a copper to the north, and you are deploying back here, and you are influencing destinies anyhow. If I didn't serve in the north, I would have lost very vital part of my destiny. And that was what I was telling the coppers on Sunday. Last Sunday I was on camp. And I told them, I said, excuse me, government is greater than God in your life. If God has asked you to stay in Ondo State, come to Ondo State as a missionary for 1 year, he will say you bind the devil. But now God, since God is weak, God now went to use the strongest thing in your life called government. And now you are here. Some of them will be writing, I have epilepsy, I want to redeploy. Our Christians are so terrible, my brother. So terrible. The training of a soldier is remarkably different. You are thinking this way, he's thinking this way. A soldier does not get intimidated by one man. He said he's the chairman of petroleum people in Akure. He went to, he didn't know the man is, you know, when they rise, that's one thing I've learned about this military work. When you are rising, you become more humble. So he didn't know he was maybe a colonel or captain. Colonel. And he went to slap him. Whoa. Because they said it is happy to slap people. Because he knows the governor. He gave the man a slap. And then called SAS to come and carry the guy away. The rest of the story, you can tell. He was moved out of Akure. Me, I didn't know so much about Air Force. But I know that they are the brilliant part of military. The most brilliant part of military. I don't know so much about Navy. But these soldier people. Because I look at my Bible. And I know that if the Roman... From the Roman soldiers, the Grecian soldiers, the Babylonian soldiers, the Egyptian soldiers, they were following Pharaoh into the river. It's a military command. If there is fire in your front and they say forward march, you don't say, I'm dodging forward march. Nothing like that. You march into the fire. And you know our own fire, it will not even burn us. Until we step into it, the coolant will not come. So as we are going, he said, forward march. He said, well, my... See, when God called me, the first thing I thought was my younger ones. And now, they are even becoming somebody now, and they are going to be more richer than me. You understand? That they were, if I was thinking of them, I said, no, I will not answer call. They were doing better profession than me. But you know, when you obey the Lord, and you answer his call into this office of soldier of the cross, we are soldiers. Look at Joseph. Ha. The training of his soldier is terrible. Joseph was a godly person. He came to the house of Potiphar. And God said, you are a godly person. I want to promote you. And then he made sure the woman framed him up. And then God did not deliver him. He chose not to deliver him. We were on camp and one sister said, if God didn't do this one, the last one I just gave to God. Thank God he did it. If he had not done it, I would have. But he had done it. Hallelujah. See, Joseph didn't talk like that. Joseph had no Bible. There were no follow-up coordinator, no disciple, no church. Yet, he stood for the Lord. They threw him into prison for righteousness. You will say, God, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to land up with feature of a person who is not a soldier. That's what I'm going to land up. If you didn't do this for me, God, I will backslide. Please, backslide fast. You are giving us problem. Don't eat half-baked material. They can run your stomach. When you are not done, you are not done. We don't want undone believers. We want done believers. Done believers. Broken believers. Broken believers. Broken believers. And Joseph was there. Some scholars said 13 years he was there. 13 years. And he was the senior prefect of prisoners. Senior prefect, prisoners. Timekeeper, prisoners. And it was not only that dream he interpreted. He was interpreting dreams. How do you... I just look at it when I say, the hand of the Lord was upon him. Yet, he refused to deliver him. He was not still properly cooked to God. Maybe what you are going through, you have still not been properly cooked and sorted. Maybe God, maybe, you know, like I said on Sunday, God caught the, you want to cook a yam. They cook yam, and the raw yam, and the pounded yam. When you peel the yam, he's peeling the yam, but he cannot talk. But you want to enhance his value. Most of the time, believer are made more quality by what they go through. You know, one person told me, he said, the reason why you were kidnapped, maybe you didn't prevent that money. Then I smiled. Because that money, My father-in-law called me, very unusual, around 6-7. I said, the wife said, she felt like praying with me. And I said, okay. And God so hid it from them until it was when we were giving testimony, they now heard. They didn't hear. That's why the fact that it was over. The young will say, he didn't even know that he's paining me. And then you will now wash him. Say, thank God. He even loved me. I didn't know he loved me. He's washing me. So when you now start cutting it to pieces, say, this man is merciless. When God start cutting you to sizes, because in the military training, they are cut to sizes. Their stomach is not protruding. They must be fit. Slim fit for the job. They must be fit. So, the yam is cut to pieces and is put into the pot. I say, no wonder he's cutting me. He wants to even protect me. And then he's taking it to the fire. And he's putting fire. And the water is boiling. And he said, this man is merciless. How many times we have looked at it and said, God, even people who didn't become, who are not committed to your work, like I do, they're getting it better. These are working for them. It's as if you have forgotten me, Lord. It's the part of the training. It's the part of the training. And it's as if so everything is standing still. And then, when you open the thing, you will say, you want to take decision now. Which decision is taking? You now bring in fire. And start, say, you are putting me in fire. Then you are still put. But when he brought it out of fire, is it the same value with royal? His value has been enhanced. And then he said, thank God, thank God, thank God. He want to even move me out of this place into a bigger wood. He didn't know he's going to pound him. And if he's from some places where two people, three people pound, and then at this one is giving it on the head, if one we say, no, I cannot endure this again. I haven't no, God, it's too much. And he will jump out. The man will use her to put it back. If he's so stubborn, then he will fall on the ground and is disqualified. But after the, and people will say, Daddy Jew, Mommy Jew. But he has gone through some processes. And then you know the danger of our generation. We want a glory without a process. A prize without a price. We want a honor that has no root. When you are a soldier, you will endure hardness. The Bible says, enduring hardness as a good soldier. We are soldier, military camp, training. See, forget, we may not find it easy all the time on this path of eternity. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver out of them all. There is no smooth ride, but there is safe landing. It's not an easy road, we are traveling this journey. Many are the thorns on the way. No, it's not an easy road. No, it's not an easy road. We're traveling this journey, many other thorns on the way. You know, I understood what people went through when they tie my hands and leg and tie my face and beat me mercilessly. And I started singing hymns. I thank God I had that experience. Because I read it, I didn't understand. But I think I do better now. And I think I am coming out stronger. I think I understand the purpose of God over my life. I think I know there's a place where I'm going. I think I know the more reason why I must not dabble into sin. Are you fit for the work? Are you trained properly? Have you been discipled? Is somebody watching over your life? Is somebody looking at you and say, sit down there, friend? Sit down. Do you have somebody who can question you to order when you want to disbehave to your wife? Do you have people your wife can walk up to and say, this is what my husband has done? Do you know people? Do you have people you are answerable to? Have you gone through training? He was mentioning school of ministry. You need it. You need it. You need it. You need people who will watch over your life. They will not dictate everything to you. They will only help you and guide you. They will not lord in your life. They will allow Jesus to lord over you. They will guide you. You need them. You need them. Because every formation in the military, there are subgroups and they have leaders who mentors them. They have the barracks and then the names of the barracks, they are coded. They may use lion, they use animal mostly, and then they now divide them into squadron. They divide them into, you know, four, and they are attached to mentoring. Why will you escape the process of God's training? You cannot escape it. You cannot. You cannot. Just five things I say, then we start to pray. When a life is not under the military camp of God, number one, complain. Complain. The Bible says the mixed multitude among them complain. We have treated it in one of our meetings here. Complain that they have not eaten meat. No, this is what they did. They went to meet and said, another one will say, this man herself. The mixed multitude is one. And they were saying that, Moses, we have not eaten meat. Only manna. Manna, according to scholars, is the best balanced diet in the history of man. Analysis of it shows that God decided to ease their lives by bringing manna to them. They complained. They said, me, I used to eat onions. What is in onions? And cucumber. And garlic. Garlic. Onions. They say, we miss Egypt. Are you looking at somebody who is in the world and is doing well to God? I say, I miss. If I were, the umbilical cord between you and the world is not yet broken, you will complain. This meat they need. I will give them the best meat at wrong proportion. You know, God just does. And then Moses told God, said, God, Moses was sluggish. God says, you are then elders. And then he was sluggish. God jumped into some people in the town and they started prophesying. And in shortest time, the entire camp was surrounded, radius of about 1 mile was surrounded by quail, best meat. And the quail forms rock around the camp. Meat. They saw meat. Water was dropping from meat. You will complain if you are not properly born. You will complain. If you are not properly trained and recruited and trained, you will not be mobilized. You will give problem to your superior. You will give problem. Complain. 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 Number two. When you are not properly trained, when you are not properly born, when you are not properly fit, you will drag the people. You will drag them down. They will be waiting for you to carry you along. You will slow down the process. You will not help them to win the war. You will not help them. You will not help them to win the war. You will be dragging down the process. Because you are not made. When something is made in England, we say made in England. When it's made in China, we say made in China. When it's made in Abba, we say Igbo made. See, in the kingdom, we must be made by heaven. Made. That's what we are discovering now. Made by heaven. Made. Properly made. Made. You will bring the entire team down. You will bring the entire team down. Number three, you will always break the rank. There will not be successive formation. You know, the beauty of the movement of a soldier is when all left legs in the radius of about 15-30 lines will lift up the same time. So all the legs will move on the same time. All the, you know, the same leg like that. Aha. But you will break the rank. Because your training was not properly done. Not properly done. Number four, you will decamp. That is dangerous to derobe. To derobe. You see, it is a matter of time. A man was sent on a mission. I'm trying to round up now. A man was sent on a mission as a soldier. He was supposed to break into his enemy and bring the captive out. And as he broke into the enemy camp, as he was going to break into the enemy camp, the enemy went to find out what is his weakness. And they said, music. So the enemy, the road he will pass, the enemy station, a music cantata there. So as he was coming, they had been beaten, he could hear the music from far, and he's already dancing. And then he got to the place, sat down, and started dancing. until the captor was taken away. David said in 2 Samuel, "Oh, that I may drink of the water of Bethlehem, of the well in Bethlehem." It was a wish, but there were people made. There were soldiers, and that was where the Dothan barrack of the Philistine was stated. The well was in the center of the Dothan barrack, and then we say, "What? What? If a person is not made, we say, ah, this man is wicked." But some people didn't talk in that camp that day. But three of them, they talk. They just went and put the garrison of the Philistine and brought out the well. You know what it means. Now, I'm going to share. Maybe that I use that to share suicide missions. That is a suicide mission. They broke the garrison of the Philistine. They broke through, took the water, and brought it to David. And David thought in inside, "I thought I turned these guys. They are even more better." He said, "For me to drink this is to drink the blood of this." And he poured it to demilitarize. That was what David told Uriah to do. "Go unto your house and wash your feet." And Uriah thought within himself, "By training, Joab cannot be fighting war, and I will be sleeping with my wife. I'm not going." He didn't even say, "Hello, honey. I am in the nearby. I will come home." These were people looking for a child. They don't have children. And they've been married for more than 1 year. Can you say, "Lord, give me the commitment that is real. How do I convince Jesus that I am real?" Is the commitment of your heart. Are you sure as you are sitting there, you are really committed to the Lord? That you will turn your back against. Lastly, a man that is not properly formed will abuse every privilege. If God gives him little money, he will become poor. We abuse privilege. Whatever God must be risking his agenda with a man who is not properly trained as a soldier. In the military, there are people we call suicide mission. They are specially paid. They are not many, but they are in the military. Any international assignment or any national assignment that will involve you the US, they take care of them very well. Any assignment that will involve them, they will go, they won't come back. They know they won't come back. They are trained for that. They are not just like, their training is super. I want to get there in the heart of God. I want to get to a place where God will say, when it comes to some special assignment, I can call on this my boy. You are still struggling, brethren, to stay in the camp. And we are talking about suicide mission now. Suicide mission for the Lord. Suicide mission for the Lord. So they are specially paid. They are in 20 years, they may not find an assignment. If they come back, fine. They are the people that went to invade this Taliban, Osama bin Laden. Suicide mission. They came back. They didn't lose anybody. Suicide. They are going to die. Do you know there are people God has? All the apostles that Jesus trained as disciples, who became apostles, they were suicide bombers for Christ. Except John. James was thrown from the pinnacle of the temple where Jesus was tempted. And when he was landing at an old age, he used his neck to break. And somebody is telling you Christianity is a small ride. Sorry. That gospel does not find its root in the New Testament. So if 90% of the apostles died, and you want to be a disciple, they died that way. Some of them were whipped to death. Some of them were dragged by horse. And this place, see, all these places were eaten to bone as he's dragging them. Some of them were eaten by beasts. Beasts. Yes, they stood for Jesus. They stood for the Lord. They stood for the Lord. So Uriah did not remove his boot. He stayed in the king's palace. And the package for him to eat for the rest of the weeks he's going to stay at was taken to him. Hampers. That he don't need to go out. And when the king heard that he didn't go out, I told you that a military person is he doesn't have correct way of thinking. He said, the ark. He was not an Israelite. He was a Hittite. Look at their ledger. The heart. The heart of a man dictates how far God can go with him. As we are here, our faces are regular, but our heart can never be the same. And God will not bypass the heart of a man to work with his physical. He won't do that. The ark of God is in the open field. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Joab, that's divine allegiance. Joab, that is his soldier. And the king said, well, the way this guy talk, he cannot do this thing in his correct senses. I have to make him drunk. And his house was at the backyard. I hope you know his house was at the backyard. And his wife was beautiful. And he has slept with wife for several months. And then, the king made him stupor. Even at that state of stupor, of drunkenness, it doesn't remove his training. The training is in his DNA. You don't understand. And the man was collecting a letter from his... Because David lost hope that this guy is a true soldier of Israel. And he gave him a letter. And I see a man who received the letter of his death with attention. And you say, God will not punish David. Rise up on your feet as we begin to pray. That hymn we started with. Are you sure you are fit for the battle? Are you sure? If any pressure comes, you are not going to say, I am a Muslim. Are you sure? They brought a man to our camp that time. He said he's a Muslim. So he was following them to... But gun has wounded his leg. When he was being captured, he was doing like this. But I knew he wasn't a Christian. Because we talk later. But for some of us who didn't even say we are Christian, but we are missionaries, we didn't die. And you know what? We didn't even spend as much money as he spent. He spent 2 million to bail himself. 10% I spent to bail myself. Because they didn't know that I don't have kidnapping value. Faith of our father living still. His fight of... This is not a prayer point, not him again. The Father, the Holy Faith, we will be true. Now listen. Everybody says, who said, if I die, let me die. They didn't even eventually die. Is that okay? If I die, let me die. They didn't even... But you see, I am not talking about the volume of work you want to do. I am talking about the faithfulness to death. Faithfulness in the face of uncertainty and gunpoint. Faithfulness in the face of cruel torture. Faithfulness to the allegiance to God of heaven first. Can you lift up your voice and say, Father, help my